Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Beged, if you have a cloth which blood of a chata splattered on it, so we need to do techabes b'makam kaddish. We need to rinse it, to clean it in the azara. Sheyotzachutz aklayim, and this beged was taken out of the curtains. Nichnas u'mechabse b'makam kaddish, you would take it in and rinse it in the azara. Nitmachutz aklayim, it became tummy outside the azara. Kaira, you would tear the beged so it would lose the status of a beged and become tahar. V'nichnas, now bring it in. U'mechabse and wash off the blood of the chatas b'makam kaddish in the azara. Kli cheres. If you had an earthenware kli, sheyotza chutz l'klayim, that it would left the azara. Nichnas, you bring it into the azara, v'sheva, and you break it b'makam kaddish. Like we discussed earlier, because of the belios, because it was absorbed into the walls. Nitma chutz l'klayim. What if the kli cheres became tamei while it was outside of the azara? Now you can't bring it in. Naikfai, so you'll make a small hole in it, the amount of that a small root can pass through it. And now, although it maintains the status of a kli, it loses the status of tuma. V'nichnas, now you can bring it in, v'shever, and break it, b'makam kadesh in the azara. Mishnah Vav. Kli nechayshes, a copper kli, or any metal. Sheyotzachutz aklayim, which was taken outside of the azara. Nichnas, you should bring it back in, umarkai, and you wash it on the outside and on the inside with hot water. V'shaytfai, and you wash it on the outside with cold water, b'makam kadosh in the azara. Nitma chutz aklayim, if it became tamei outside the azara, peichasai, in this case you're going to make a big hole in it, because the rule is that a kli which is mateches, a metal kli, doesn't lose the status of tuba with a small hole, it needs a big hole. However, the problem is that once it has a big hole, it can no longer have the din of a kli. So you can't do merika and shtif on it. So what you do is, you'll make that big hole, v'nichnas, now bring it back in. It's not yet a kli, so there's no problem of bringing tum into the azara. And now you're going to bang it with a hammer to close up that hole. And once you do that, you could now do merika, which is to wash it on the inside and outside with hot water, v'shaytfai, and you do shtifa, which is washing it on the outside with cold water, b'makam kadosh, in the holy place. The Yachin speaks out that although when you bang the kli, it's chayzer the tumah harishayna, it goes back to its original tumah. So if so, how can you do that in the azara? He answers that that's a halachic problem. The Rabbanan are the ones who said that it goes back to tumah yeshana when you reinstate the status of a kli. However, midaraisa, by Torah law, it would not go back to the tumah yeshana.